This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning, and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
And good morning. Welcome to Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And I'm Keras, and you're listening to Love Keras, a spiritual talk show. And I'd love to introduce you to friends of mine who I've met through many, many years and probably many lifetimes as the weeks go by. And this morning I am joined by the awesome, lovely Linda Northcott. Hello, Linda.
Oh, why, thank you, Keras. Hello, everyone. Hi, it's just absolutely gorgeous to be here on Access Radio Taranaki. It's been so long since I played in this realm. So, yay.
Yay, welcome to come and play in my world.
Yes, yay. Always good.
So, I'm Keras. I'm well known in the community for my body work. I'm a massage therapist with several clinics around Taranaki. And I'm also an intuitive life coach, card reader. I've also an artist and author of my own personal deck of cards called Peace of Mind, an intuitive oracle deck. You can see me at spiritual fairs and churches and lots of different events around Taranaki, and this is how I get to meet some amazing people on my journey. Linda, how long have we known each other now?
Well, we met at a retreat in Aokura.
That's right.
20 years ago? Maybe longer?
Yeah, it could be. My daughter was little then, and I didn't even have my caravan then yet, did I? That was the very beginning.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, about 2009 is coming into mind.
Yeah, it could be too.
That's crazy. They were amazing weekends.
It was very cool. Yeah.
So we've known each other that long, and we've been in and out of each other's lives.
Yes,
yeah. You've done your
birds
thing.
Birds of a feather.
Yeah, you've done your thing, I've done mine, but like minds connect, eh?
Yes, yeah.
So what are you doing yourself lately?
Well, I have a little clinic in the garden where I do healing work, I do energy work, and alongs of like Reiki. I teach Reiki, I'm a Reiki master, so I teach Reiki, so I have classes throughout the year. And in my little whare in the garden, I do energy work and massage, and there's crystals in there, and there's hot rocks, and there's doTERRA oils, and there's lots of sound equipment. I love using the frequencies of healing, along with Reiki, everything, like, you know, you had the Color Men years ago.
So
I like, it all enhances the amount of energy that can be released and brought into a person through their own system.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Love it.
Energy is an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I believe we're more energetic than anything else, to be fair. More soul than physical.
My life is mostly magnetic, so I just let the vibes attract whatever comes in.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, magnetize. You just believe it to be and it happens.
Yeah. No, that's very... Yeah. And that's... I had this discussion with my son yesterday, actually, because, And sometimes it's not... You're aware of the universal laws of like attracts like.
Yeah.
And magnetise, you know. Same sort of thing.
It's like being a permanent child in the childlike process. You know, you just play games and...
Yeah, and if you can be in that space, that's beautiful. But if you're actually struggling and you think the world's against you and you just get sort of shite piled on top of you and you're in that, you know, even though you're aware that vibration attracts the same vibration, it can be quite a tricky thing to get yourself out of.
It's really hard, and you've also got to realise that in the energetic world that what goes up must come down.
What goes up? Must get up there. Yes.
As long as you don't stay there. So it's like an arrow, shooting an arrow, you know? You pull the arrow back, and the farther you pull it back is the further that it flies.
True, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't like having those down days. I hate them, but I also understand that it's on the way back. Yeah. Something even bigger is coming forward. So,
ooh, I love that analogy.
Yeah, I try to embrace them if I can.
I find it really helps to get, when you have those, you could get that picture in your head, like, you know, that whole arrow thing.
Yeah,
helps. Must be the way of my mind, you know, how some people are visual.
I definitely look through pictures, as my cards represent.
Yeah, because you just, I get that.
You don't have to look at it, you don't have to decipher it. It's like, so that's, I know exactly what that means.
Yeah. Through pictures rather than words. Very cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to pop a song on now, and I've decided I'm going to go with Witchy Woman by the Eagles.
Beautiful.
Yes, enjoy. I love this song.
We'll be right back.
talking about big pictures, Linda, where did yours begin? Did you ever visualise yourselves being right here where you are right now when you were a child or a teenager? Where did you start seeing a big picture?
No, I was never very good at goal setting, really. I sort of took things as they came. I didn't really intentionally become a healer either, if I call myself. It's quite weird what you call yourself, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
The handle. I facilitate healing. I have always had the ability of sensing people's nature, their emotions, their feelings, where they were at. Yeah. And I always desired to ease that for people, to make things easier and more enjoyable and bring them joy. And I was like that as a little kid.
Yeah,
I can relate to that. And then, but at high school, you couldn't say that as a job description. Yeah. They looked at you as if it just wasn't.
Oh my God, yeah.
Nowadays they would. There'd be options like life coach and this and that and the other. But it was very, very narrow vision back in the day when I was at high school.
Actually go down the healing profession, whether you realised it was energetically or not, right?
Yeah, I did.
Because you were nursing for a long time.
Yeah, I went nursing. So when I was nursing, that definitely, and that wasn't a lifelong thing either. It was just what they had going in Taranaki, and I wanted to stay here at the time. And so I did the nursing, and I found, and people could comment that the whole room would chill when I walked into it type thing, in a six-bedded room. Yeah, even when I was first started out, a lady said that to me. And I could, so I had that ability to warp or to smooth the edges of energy.
Yeah.
And when I was a charge nurse at Middlemore, actually, when the doctors did their rounds and they were all spooky in their little white coats, and it was quite overwhelming for people.
Yeah.
And so I always used to have my hands on patients' feet.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't realise until afterwards when I actually got really burnt out through that whole experience. I was living in Auckland, and I was in my 30s. We had a young boy. I had a staff of 30-odd, multi-ethnic, in a hugely busy acute medical ward. And all my colleagues, like other charge nurses, were spinsters in their 50s and 60s. And I was trying to pull it off in my 30s with a really busy, crazy life. And my partner at the time of about 13 years, I suppose. He suffered from depression and anxiety, and was quite very, very controlling with that as well. So I was living away from home, hugely isolated. I couldn't do any spiritual work. I was not allowed. That was not allowed.
Mm.
So there was no expression of that side of me. The shit hit the fan basically. And I ended up coming back to Taranaki. My son and I, and I didn't go straight back into nursing. I studied massage therapy, which was fantastic. Studied massage therapy, and from there got introduced to the other modalities of healing as part of the training. We touched base on Reiki and different bits and pieces, and that's how, and I was free. I was finally free to, you know, do tip my toes more into the meditation and the energy work, which I'd done years ago, but not for a long, 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 long time.
Like a very familiar tale, actually.
Oh, okay.
We go back all the way, don't we, to, you always see hobbies you have as a child that comes through. So something that you do naturally, it's just other people can see who you are and what you do long before that you can.
Yes. Yeah. I remember my granny, my grandmother, who I was really close to. My other grandparents died when I was really wee or not even born. So I just had this one grandparent. And that was my mother's mother. And she was amazing. We called her Gramps. And she said, she said, oh, you'll make a living with your hands.
Yep.
And I was thinking, oh, you know, I'm not a great artist. But it's the energy flows through my hands. Yeah. So she was spot on. Yeah, yeah. And I would have never anticipated, exactly the line of work that I am doing.
Yep.
Yeah, but I did have, they did come from that family line.
Yep.
Come also from the Māori side of things.
Yes.
And I've got, there's Gypsy and Scandinavian and Irish, whatnot in there. But from my mother's line, definitely. Yeah, yeah, a few beautiful witches in there.
I love that.
Yeah, they were just too scared to, they didn't do it, they didn't show it. It was hidden behind closed doors.
And that's the thing, because not so long ago, that was actually a threat.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was actually a threat. And the lineage just carries that fear, doesn't it?
It does. And so you just, that's some of the work that I do, is these fears that we hold, these old beliefs that are from my ancestry and previous lives and all the rest of it, that block us now in so many ways. And a part of that is being scared to speak out, being scared to stand, speak your truth, being scared to be seen, because in times gone by, you were killed for it.
Absolutely. And past life can be, before in this actual lifetime as well, is any time before today. So triggers and things that scared you from, childhood, teenage years, all of that you're carrying with you right here, right now. So to come out and be loud and proud and say, this is who I am, that's a really scary thing to do.
Yeah, and our subconscious always wants to keep us safe.
Always.
But it's not always in our best interest. No. Things that used to serve us might not serve us anymore.
Absolutely.
So that's why it's really cool to wipe that slate clean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for sharing your story.
Oh,
that's really cool.
Okay. Yeah, we've all got a few tales to tell, haven't we, really?
Oh, absolutely. Well, off air, me and you, when we start talking, there's hours that disappears within general chat. So.
Yeah. And I know we come from the same drive to make the world a better place.
Yes.
And the heaven on earth.
Place. Yes.
And that's why I love hanging out with you. Because,
Thank you.
we can make a difference. And I love that.
And love is all you need.
Mm.
Love is all you need.
Yeah. My business is called Love Heals. So, Linda Northcott, Love Heals.
Excellent. And how's the best way to get into contact with you?
Well, I've got lindanorthcott.com. So that's Linda with a Y. So I've got the website out there. It's very basic, but it's just a good contact point. Facebook, most of my advertising, I've got a Facebook group called Energetic Bee. And
I've been part of this group for a while. It is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you. I got drawn to create it in 2020, early 2020, before the world went totally spackers. And it was just to put silly things in there to make people laugh, to lighten them up, to I had some crazy things I did. And with no shame or embarrassment involved. And so I do put stuff up there that I won't put in the public, on my public page. So we do have a bit of fun there.
It's very authentic.
Very authentic. And it's all choice, If anything doesn't resonate, you're most welcome to not, it's all choice. So there's Energy at B, and then Facebook in general. I'm not a great Instagrammer. I honestly don't understand. I'm not that savvy. I haven't played in it. Some things go in there automatically, but I found a message that was there 6 months ago the other day, so don't rely on me on Instagram. But even if you just Google Linda Northcott, I've got the Google business page up there,
and I'll share your page as well to Love Keris, so that anybody who's interested can come and find you.
It's not too tricky. I'd love to see you. It's very cool.
Excellent. Right, it's a good time for some music now.
I think so.
Yeah, have you chosen your first song?
Oh, golly. Okay. Alrighty, well, I have got a song. You know how sometimes you've got Spotify set lists and then they put random songs start playing afterwards, like when your set list is finished?
Yeah.
And this was one of those songs. And it's called Found a Love by Rob Ricardo.
Oh, cool. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. found a love that keeps me grounded, that keeps me going, that keeps me strong. I found a love that's kept me honest, that's kept me humble all along. There was a time when I couldn't see the love that was standing right in front of me. Maybe I was blinded by the war that was raging on the inside. I found a love that keeps me grounded, that keeps me going, that keeps me strong. I found a love that's kept me honest, that's kept me humble all along. Just an introvert from the Atlantic, half optimist, half hopeless romantic, like a vagabond roaming all alone. But you found my heart and I was finally home. I found a love that keeps me grounded, that keeps me going, that keeps me strong. I found a love that's kept me honest, that's kept me humble all along. Stars in the northern woods, where you stole my heart. You stole my heart. Yeah, you stole my
was awesome music. I really appreciate listening to the new songs, and I love it when Spotify kind of surprises us with new ones you haven't thought of playing, eh? That was lush.
Yeah. Actually, I heard a quite disturbing thing about Spotify yesterday.
Did
which
you?
Is a bit of a shame that the man that gets the most dividends from everything,
yeah,
that he's actually invested highly in AI weaponry.
Okay.
So a lot of people are jumping off Spotify. They're looking for a different platform to put all their stuff on.
Yep.
Power of the people.
Yep, something will come up.
So watch this space. But yeah, I love that song. I love how it's so simple.
Yeah.
So simple and really really meaningful.
It does. It's really cool. Thank you. And you're listening to Love Keris on Access Radio Taranaki, 104.4 FM. And we're having a lovely little chat with the beautiful Linda Northcott and finding out lots of bits and pieces. But now it's going to be a collective card reading for our audience.
Oh, okay. Okay. The deck I have pulled for this, because I've got so many decks sitting in my office, because part of what I do sometimes are little readings for people. And what's jumped out at me today is the Myths of Avalon Oracle by Rose and Sarah. Illustrated, you're going to see that, and my tongue is getting tired. Illustrated by Nadia Turner. I have a strong pull to Avalon, Glastonbury. I really want to do some travelling over there.
It's beautiful energy down that way.
Yeah. And it's that priestessy, goddessy sort of vibe, and also vibing very much with nature and the cycles of nature and shamanism, even the whole shebang. So, so that's what deck we have today.
Cool. And I have got my very own deck, Peace of Mind, an intuitive healing process. And, so here we go. We're going to pull some cards out now, shuffle the cards and see what pops out.
Hear the shuffling noises.
Oops, there's one.
Oh, good. All right, here we go.
Any more?
Yes, I have one. Ooh, very cool. I love that.
There was that one as well that jumped out, so...
Alrighty, should I speak into that one, Kiris, or...?
You could go. You do yours.
Okay.
You go first.
Right. The card we got is absolutely beautiful, and I wish you had, see a vision. I'm sure Kiris can put this picture up in her Facebook post, maybe.
Yeah, I can about do that.
But it's the Holy Grail, and it's absolutely stunning. It is by a hill, funnily enough, speaking of Glastonbury and the tour, but it's not that particular hill. There's a new moon, a beautiful new moon, a starlit sky. There's light coming out of this gorgeously engraved Holy Grail, which is like a goblet. And there's lots of spirals there, lots of spirals, which to me is the cycles of nature. There's also the Trinity symbol there, which to me is the Mother, the Maid, and the Crone, and also can be any Trinity known to man. Like there's the Mother, Father, Holy Spirit,
It always comes in threes, eh?
There's so many, eh? They're everywhere. So that's in there too. There's lots of flowers. And the words that are coming up here around the card are wisdom, regeneration, life force, and spirit. So, sorry if I laugh. I'm just trying to move my dog that's harassing Kira's rather dramatically. So we're at a huge time now, I believe, of regeneration, of letting stuff go, and all the stuff has been bubbling to the surface because it's time to be released. And that's why people are feeling a bit wobbly too, because it's not always, it's stuff that needs to be looked at, and it's not always an easy thing. But this card just denotes the regeneration, the positivity coming out of that, the rebirth. We're definitely in a time of rebirth, and the wisdom that's coming through. Absolutely gorgeous card, and very, very much, I believe, where we find ourselves at today. And there's all this new growth around this picture too. There's all these beautiful new flowers and bits and pieces that are coming up around it. So it's that real heaven on earth, bringing that down, making some changes. Cool card. Cool
awesome.
Card. Love that.
Changes. And I have pulled, the two have come out here, and the first one is Unleashed. And the second one is Uncomfortably Numb.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, precious, eh? Linda's been using my cards for a little while.
She sneaks some
into her life card pulls now and again.
Yes.
I love watching other people interpret my cards because you just get them spot on.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, they're so graphic, though. There's so much in them.
The first part of this, when cards jump out together, they've got this two sides of the same coin. You've got the fact that you've always, and we were just talking about this as well, the shadow side, the part of you that's afraid to be seen. The part of you that's afraid to be seen and doesn't want to stand up from the crowd. And then you've got the part of you that stands out to the crowd, whether you want to be seen or not. It doesn't make a difference. So this card is asking you to just embrace who you are and don't be afraid, don't be shy, don't be embarrassed. And this is going back to that song again. That song is all about loving yourself first. I was picking up a lot from that energy in that song. So, yeah.
these cards are just asking you, please, if you're going to do anything in your life, make sure your relationship with yourself is solid. Don't let other people's words infect your brain. Don't let anything pull you down, because, to be honest, there's so much overthinking in the world. A lot of people don't really care. It's only us that cares.
Yes, yeah. We think other people are so...
Yeah, judgmental. But they're
worried about themselves, not
yeah,
us.
Yeah, everybody... There's nobody can... You know, you can only see from your own perspective. And that's your life that's led you from A to B. Nobody else has lived your life, so you can only see it a certain way. So, yeah, these cards are asking you, basically, aren't they talking to me? I know I feel called out, but they're telling you, don't be afraid to be who you are, because you're the only person that can be that thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No one else has your thumbprint.
Yep.
Yeah, we're all these unique, gorgeous little pieces of the puzzle, but it's that uniqueness
that is
the way forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even identical twins have different personalities.
Yeah. And gifts.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. How beautiful. I love that.
And what was the second one that fell for you?
Well, the Morgan Le Fay, which was right when you were talking about the dark side. And some of the, you know, we've got all these beautiful, once you start delving into deities and, oh, there's just so much out there that I just adore. It's one of the passions of mine is to look at history and ancient. I'm right into it at the moment, studying the... Tree of Life, the Kabbalah,
yep.
Tree of Life, and also a lot of ancient Egyptian knowledge. But there's so many, and there's the priestesses of old and whatnot, which is like Morgan Le Fay. Now, Morgan Le Fay, I believe, was more Celtic.
Yeah.
But she's dressed here more in the dark colours. So they weren't all love and light. Sometimes, like Kali and stuff, things have to be smashed to bits to regrow, you know.
Yeah.
Or Sekhmet, you know, who was very much... the death side of the set, like, you know, there's the both sides of the coin. But this is this card is about prophecy, intuition, magic, and fate. And yet again, it is that total trust in your own intuition, and to lead, you know, into what's it? I actually opened the book on this one, which I don't always do, and I love it because I was meant to. Here we go. Magic is within us all, in all incarnations of the planet. If one does seek to find it. So magic is there if you look for it. And it says here, let your feelings be your guide and trust your internal compass. There's infinite wisdom within you. So yet again, it's that self-trust, it's that looking within. You have all the tools you need to create the life you want. And it's that empowerment. And this is what I just love to bring through for people, is that empowerment within themselves.
Yeah.
That you've got everything you need already within you. You're enough already. It's all there. And it's realizing that you've got the ability to create through every single little choice that you make. And you can create the most incredible life for yourself. So bring it on. So Morgan Le Fay, she's like a prophecy type chicky babe.
Yeah, I love that. Excellent. Well, I took a lot from that reading.
There's
lots of good little nuggets of gold in that one.
So what song are we going to have now?
Have you got another one in mind?
Yes I do. One, it's from a lady called Tess Goodwin, called Darkness That Dances Around Us.
The night sky that loves to hide us has fallen hard across the room. Its darkness dances around us, holding me safe and still. You've become a stranger, I'm helpless too. The darkness dances around us, moving me closer to you. Your skin
Oh, wow. That was an interesting song.
Isn't it? Yeah. It's really crept up on me. I think that is another song that I discovered. You know, like, it's, if I hear something I like, I'll hit Shazam or I'll save it.
Yes.
And that was definitely one of those. And I just, that whole skin thing and the darkness, but it's not darkness to be scared of. It's, I think she says in there about the safety of it wrapping around us.
Yeah.
And there's a lot in there that I love. Yeah, and the touch.
Yeah, and everything is just going ting, 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 ting in my brain because it's what I speak about all the time as well. It's a different language, but it's all got the same meaning to it, hasn't it?
Yeah. We're human beings and we're here to feel, and that is the gift. And that gift through sexuality and touch and even like the wet grass on your feet.
Yep.
And it needn't be necessarily sexual. It can just, it's still so beneficial. Not that sex is not beneficial. Sexual energy is hugely beneficial.
Yeah.
But any form of pleasure is what we're here for, I believe.
Well, it's, you know, body, mind and soul. This is, a lot of people laugh when I explain it like this, but I call it the meat wagon. But the meat wagon is very important. It drives our soul around. It's very much connected and attached. So by giving pleasure to the meat wagon, like you polish your car on a Sunday, or, you know, you make sure that you've got nice seat covers and things like that. It all goes back to loving yourself and in all aspects of self.
Yes, yeah. Anyone that knows you would understand that I love seeing, you know, you're always so vibrant and when you're out and about, and how you embellish your beautiful meat sack or whatever you want, you know, it's just gorgeous because it lifts people's spirits up with the colour and just the vibe that you have going with how you present yourself.
It's all about having fun though, isn't it?
It is,
like,
yeah.
What's going to make me smile when I look in the mirror today?
Yes, yeah, do it for yourself.
Yeah, I've long stopped worrying about what other people think about what clothes I wear. I grew up being told, you can't wear that, you know?
Yeah.
I was, when I was young, I had a big weight problem, apparently. I had an accident and I spent 6 months in a wheelchair. By the time I went to high school, I was wearing size 20 school skirts. And I was told in no uncertain terms that wasn't physically appealing to the eye. So I had to change that.
Yeah.
And I still can't look in the mirror from my neck down without, you know, and accept
and
what I see.
And hearing those voices. And
yeah. Then, you know, they're not good enough. But I don't care now. I'm like, well, I'm happy being me. I don't need anybody else's approval.
Yeah.
And that was one thing that helped me step out from my shadow zone. There was a time when I literally would not walk out of the house without asking somebody, did I look okay?
Ah, so for their approval.
Yes.
And their opinion.
Yes.
Wow.
No, I don't do that anymore. I dress for me. I dress for, oh, that makes me smile. I'm going to put that on
today.
And
it makes other people, I've seen it. I've actually witnessed other people's energy rise, you know, just by being, you know, just by seeing you. And I suppose sometimes it's an invitation to people, isn't it? That, oh, wow, you know, that's flamboyant and fun and looks absolutely gorgeous. I can do that too.
Yes, yeah. Anybody can do it.
Yeah.
The most attractive thing about a person is their smile.
Yeah, true. Yes, yeah.
And the next thing is the kiss. The next thing is the whatever else. But it all to do with the energy, you know, the portals that you project yourself with.
Yeah. And the hugging.
Yes.
God, I think that was the hardest thing with the old COVID monster was the hugging.
Yes.
That was bizarre.
Oh, God, yes.
And, oh, the joy. And what I've noticed is more, like, back when I grew up, men folks, especially young men, or any men, they didn't really hug. Hugging wasn't really a thing. You know, a little bit, close mates. But now you look at the young men of today and they hug. It's just so cool.
Yeah.
It's really changed.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah. Human contact.
Yes.
Yeah. So those little prem babies, you know, how they they say, you know, they do so much better if they can just lie on their parents' chest.
Yeah.
When they used to
Babies of any age, you know, you've got that skin-to-skin contact from a young age, and that's what helps the bonding, the bringing up.
Yeah.
That's why it's nice to snuggle up to your partner in bed and lay your head on the chest. It's all the same thing.
And that initial, especially right at the lusty stages, it is that feeling of skin on skin. It's exactly like that word says, you know.
Yeah.
Your skin. Just, oh. Yeah. The simple things, isn't it?
Absolutely. Nom-noms. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And with that said, I've got an awesome song I'd like to share with you all, and it's called Self Love by Samantha Leah.
I woke up knowing I'm a goddess today, and I'll be damned if I let anybody get in my way. Hey, thoughts, you really think you're slick? You really think you'll sway me into thinking I'm not shit? I'm a mess, I'm a wreck. And clean. If you see me, then you know what I mean. Today I'm shining, baby. You might have noticed. I've been confident like crazy, 'cause I cracked the code.
Self-Love by Samantha Leah, and you're listening to Love Keris on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, and I'm having a lovely catch up with my good old friend. And Linda, thank you so much for coming and keeping me company today. I'm just loving the conversations that just organically fall.
Yeah, it's been absolutely beautiful. It's always beautiful, and it's really nice to to share the love out with everyone that's listening today and that hears the replays and rah rah.
Yeah, the podcast.
Yes. And I did, well, we were yarning during the song about the possibility of me, some of the work that I do is with sound. So I'm a Reiki master. I channel Reiki energies, and I also do sound, and part of that is channeling, Now, channeling can be a confusing little word. Some people think you've got to be really special to channel, but I believe that we all channel. And it's like any artist, you know, anyone like Kelly that was on last week, you know, she channels when she's painting.
Yes.
So we all have different ways that we bring this energy through and we express it in our own.
It's how we go in the zone, eh? It's that zone that we find ourselves in, and nothing else matters.
And it's that connection, I think.
Yep.
When we're really grounded and then we're connecting to that divine, and that divinity is within us. It's not outside of us necessarily. But one thing that I do bring through isn't me. It is I connect to, I believe that we are made of, and this is getting quite out there for some of you, so just, you know, whatever resonates.
Let your mind expand for a second or two.
Yeah. And if it doesn't resonate, that's perfectly fine. But I believe we originate from different planets as well, and we can connect these extraterrestrial beings, our soul family, our light brothers and sisters, have come through even more so now to assist us in the times that we're in and to raise our vibration and help with that and to help this bringing heaven on earth that we're going through. And it's a bit like the old Star Wars, you know, the Force be with us. You know, well, they are the light beings, I believe, the light force, and not the, you know, you've got the dark side and the light side. And we can get we'll come back another day and discuss.
Yeah, that's a whole new program.
It's a whole other spiel. But what I do bring through are these beautiful, what I call light language, or what is called light language, or soul song. So it is sounds and melodies, but also dialects that aren't necessarily known, and you won't necessarily recognise anything. But the beauty of them is, it's the frequency that they come through on. So it's a very high frequency transmission. And by frequency, I just mean vibe. You know, it's just at that very, you've got different, say you've got the vibe of when you're scared or hate or envy, and then you've got the vibe of love and gratitude and joy. So this is of the high spectrum of that. So this is this beautiful, and it can just aid healing. It can activate things within you that reignite and that connect, and all of a sudden you have more expressions that you can of self and of abilities and of gifts. And so I am going to put one of those together for you this afternoon. I've got a client shortly, and then I'm going to record it, and I'm going to give it to Keris, and she's going to play it on here next. And she is also kindly going to put it, we'll put it on Facebook too, on either, you can
pop
Google
it onto
me.
Your page, pop it on your page, and then I'm able to share it then on Love Keris.
Yeah, cool.
And
cool,
then
cool.
That'll be a way for everybody to find you as well, because if you got me, you got the right one.
Alrighty, okay, sweet. So that's what we're going to do. So I just wanted to have a little bit of a yarn about what that is. Just, if you can, just drop all your barriers and just let it be. And just listen. If you can, listen to it when you're not busy, when you're not driving, when you're not disturbed, and just really allow that to just really settle in to every aspect of you and let it do its thing. But it's very harmless, and if not, just listen to it casually, as it just let it wash over you. If you are driving and doing whatnot, just don't close your eyes and don't go too deep.
Probably a good idea.
Always safety flash. But I would like to give you that experience if it is something new for you, and just have just approach it with curiosity, and just see, oh, okay, what is that? How does that feel? Try not to have any expectations or judgment, and just go with the flow.
Excellent. Thank you, Linda. I appreciate that.
Welcome to this recording, done specially for you, listeners of Access Radio Taranaki 104.4, and for the show Love Keris. I am Linda Northcott. I'm a Reiki master, and this is a sound transmission gifted to you. It is infused with Reiki energy. If you wish to receive this energy, please give a energetic yes. As with everything, it is consent. Otherwise, you just enjoy maybe something a little bit different for you. This is will be my voice and also different instruments layered on top of the background music that you can hear now. Some of what will come through is what I call soul song and also light language. If you're unfamiliar with this, just don't try and understand it. Don't bring your mind into it. Just let it wash over you and through you. See if you enjoy it. It is high frequency. It is purely full of love and with the highest intention for your greatest good. Alrighty. If you can, it was also lovely to receive this when you are totally being present with nothing else to do in a meditative state and really let it wash over you and through you. But if you're just ticking along and doing some work or driving in the car, it won't do you any harm whatsoever. Okay, here we go. So if you can, just take a couple of nice deep breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Lowering all barriers, conscious and unconscious. Beautiful. Here we go. You are so loved, so special. You have everything within you already that you need and require. Releasing all that does not serve you and wrapping you in so much love. Namaste.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.